सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयम् नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। दिस् डिवैस् इस् लैक् अवर् मैण्ड्। समटैम्स् इट् लिसन्स्, समटैम् इट् डजन्ट्। वन्स् इन् अ वैल् इट् जस्ट् टेक्स् आफ्। कथं ज्ञानमवाप्नोति, कथं भक्तिर्भविष्यति, वैराग्यं च कथं प्राप्तम्, एतद् ब्रूहि मम प्रभो। We saw that in this section, that is chapter 11, the topic is the Chit Swarupa Atma, consciousness, and most importantly, the Buddhi, which is of the nature of Nishchayatmika. So, in the Nishchayi, if you see in this Jnanashtakam, this 8 verses, so Nishchayi, that's what he said, Bhava Abhava Vikarascha Swabhavat. Idi nischayi. Understanding the nature of everything is either manifest and vikara and unmanifestation. This is the nature of all things matter. But at the same time, the one who is witnessing that is nirvikaraha. Nirvikaraha gata kleshaha. With all the gata papaha ityartha. All the sins have been removed. Sukena eva upashamyati. Only such a person is peaceful. So peace is possible only when we settle accounts with this matter. Matter's nature, if we consider as permanent, then there is a problem. Even with the people around, we should know that their mind is also subject to such oscillation. More pickle you eat, more fickle you become. Anyway, those people who are Andhra will be very unhappy about it. The fickleness of the mind can be overcome only when it is overpowered or controlled by Buddhi. Gurudev used to say, mind is of the nature of uncertainty and it has to come under the control of the Buddhi intellect. So, if your child is very naughty and agitated and very restless, etc., don't you understand? That's what you would say. That what you are doing is stupid. So similarly, you are to the mind, we have to say, don't you understand, stupid mind? And what you are doing is so useless. Calm, calm down. So buddhi is the one which is capable of controlling the mana. Not by any action. No action will control the mind. It may keep your mind occupied, but not controlled. That is why it says, indriyani paranyahu indriyebhya param manaha manasastu para buddhihi. Manasastu para buddhihi. Greater than the mind is the buddhi, intellect. So, but buddhi, when you say it is not another equipment, it is another kind of thoughts, set of thoughts. It is not, there is something called mind and something, another thing called buddhi. It is the quality of thoughts or the nature of thoughts. When I do not know about a subject matter, my mind is always in doubt. Samshayatmika. Samshayatmakam manaha. Nishchayatmika buddhihi. That's what we saw. The thoughts of uncertainty is the mind. Thoughts of determination is buddhi or the intellect. So here, only when a certain determination, or as it is given by Gurudev, certitude means certainty. Only when there is that, and what is that certainty about? It is certain that everything is certain to die. Anything that is certain to birth, certain to die. Jadasihi dhruvo mrityuhu. Agama payino anityaha. Matra spashrastu kaunteya shuyidoshna sukha dukkadaha. These are all the clear cut facts. It is not some opinion of someone. Krishna only states in Gita about what is already a known fact which we fail to abide or understand. So that certainty is called nischayi bhava. Similarly, after that understanding, the nature of the matter is so uncertain and changing. Where did it all come from? If you look at it, Ishvarah sarva nirmata. Next one is, the Lord alone is the nirmata, the organizer of, or the producer of the whole thing. Na iha anyaha idi nischayi. The next one is, again, determination clearly, by logical understanding also, that there cannot be a creation without a intelligent creator, and the creator himself or itself is a creation. If it is another one, or material is another, then you have to decide about or think about what is the cause of the material that is used. So therefore, if one can understand out of that same principle which has created the world alone, the material also has come, then obviously, if the gold chain is there, you cannot separate gold and chain. In the same way, creator and the creation are not two different things. This understanding is very, very important. When we consider God as somebody outside, bondage cannot be removed at all. I'll give you some example for that. Let us say that you are inside a room and you have locked yourself inside. And the key is with you, but you have forgotten that. Now what will you do? You find yourself locked inside the room. And key is not there. So, by logical thinking, you understand, if it is locked inside, how can the key be outside? That means, I'm not looking for it correctly. I don't know where it is. So you shout at the top of your voice, where is the key? And then there is a voice coming from outside, key is with you. That is a guru. What is he doing? He's not giving you the key, but he's telling you where the key is. Right? And then you, yes, I have the key. You take the key and open the lock, and then you come out. Guru is sitting there, standing there, smiling. You thank him for what? Not unlocking the door, but telling me how to unlock the door. Correct or not? On the other hand, if the door is locked and I think it is dark outside, then obviously key is not with me. How can I lock outside and come inside? Is it possible? Say yes or no, then only I know that you are participating. If I think it is locked outside, then key is not with me. Then what should I do? 3 to 4 to 5 times a day, I have to shout, calling out for him. Come on, open it. Come on, open it. So Bhagavan comes and says, okay, do you know one thing? What? It is not locked outside. I don't know, but it is, I am locked. Then what will you do? You open it. So he has an extra key. Thank God that he opens it. And tells it, hey, Muda, one key is with you. Why don't you open that? See, there's one interesting thing you see. I mean, it is the example has got a peculiar problem. If you think the key is outside or the locked outside, but actually it is inside, the only way the Lord can, anybody can open the key, lock is through inside only. What will you do? There is a window, open it. Okay, I'll give the key to Tesha Maham Samudharta Mruti Samsara Sagara. I will go, open the door, now I give you. That is called prayer. You pray, then he will tell you where that window is. He'll open the window and he'll hand over the key. Now you open it. After you come out only, you'll say, actually the original key is with you. Okay, this is understood. Third possibility is one sitting inside and he's comfortable. He doesn't want to go out at all. Who cares? I am comfortable inside this locked room. They are called atheists. Who cares? I don't care whether I don't want to go out anyway. I am able to enjoy everything inside and there is nothing called outside. That's a wonderful thing. This room alone, Kupa Mandu Kavat. As in Vedanta, we say it is like a frog in the well. Which thinks the well alone is the only thing available, there's nothing beyond that. It goes from one part of the well to the other part of the well. I say, that is all it is. Then, I don't want to go. I'm not even locked. And even if I'm locked, so what? So he doesn't look for a solution and therefore there's no problem. They are the people who do not believe that there is freedom. Or they say that there's no need for freedom. Whatever is what I can enjoy, enjoy. Die. So Vedanta says, the Guru's role is only to tell you that you have the key already. And you are the solution. You are the problem and you are the solution. Some people have problems, some people are problems. So, you don't have a problem. Oh, yeah, you are the problem. So, anyway, the point here is that when we realize that the world and the creator of the world are not two independent things, Ishvara Sarva Nirmata Na Iha Anya Iti. Nothing else is here other than him. Iti Nischayi. Andar Galita Sarvashah. Thereafter, all desire to possess and own everything as Galita dissolved. Andar Galita Sarvashah. Shanta Kvapina Sajjate. Shanta, such a person who has become peaceful. Kva na Sajjate. What is that he will anymore get attached to? From that standpoint, apadaha, sampadaha, kale, daivadeva, iti nischayi. Thereafter, a person who thus understood it is caused by my own wrong perceptions of the world, fortune and misfortune, apada, misfortune, sampada, fortune, ఆపద సంపద స్కాలే దైవాదేవ ఇతి నిశ్చయ. అనదర్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఈజ్ దాట్ ఆల్ దట్ ఆర్ గుడ్ అండ్ బ్యాడ్ దట్ ఆర్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ ఆర్ డ్యూ టు దైవాత్, డ్యూ టు ద యాక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద పాస్ట్. దెర్ ఇస్ నో అదర్ కాస్ కుడ్ బి దేర్. గాడ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ దేర్ టు కాన్స్టెంట్లీ పనిష్ మీ, హెస్ బెటర్ థింగ్స్ టు డూ అదర్ దెన్ దాట్. వై షుడ్ హీ బి పనిషింగ్? వాట్ ఈస్ ఈజ్ గాట్ టు డూ విత్ పనిషింగ్ మీ? See, in the case of Bhagavan Sri Rama also, when he was told one day that you are going to be the crown king of the, you know, Yuvaraj, next day, nothing. This is a beautiful verse in Tulsi Ramayana to explain that. It says, Prasannatam jnana gata abhishekatah tatanamam levana vasa dukkatah ముఖాంబుజ శ్రీ రఘునందనస్య మే సదా సుసామంజుళ మంగళప్రద. ప్రసన్నతాం యాన వెన్ గదాభిషేకత, గద అభిషేకత. సో వెన్ ది మైండ్ ఈజ్ వెన్ యు వాస్ టోల్డ్ దట్ యు ఆర్ supposed to be the going to be the king tomorrow, na prasannatam, yeah, his face did not get excited about it. Prasannatam jnana gata abhishekatah namamle, and also never became sorrowful vanavasa dukkatah. Next day when he was told that go to forest, nothing, his face was unchanged. Somebody will think that means he's a rock like no showing any emotion. It is not that, because he has understood from his teachings he got from Vasishtha before, none of these are permanent. Mukambuja Sri Raghunandanasya me, that Mukha Ambuja Shri, the face lotus of the Lord, which never, na prasannadam gata, na mamle, it never went into great excitement, nor it has become depressed any time. Sada astu, let that be there, manjula mangala pradame, may it continuously be in my memory. The face of the Lord may be in my memory to remind me that such a one who existed to show to the world, that one can remain unchanged, unaffected, undisturbed by neither success or the failure, praise or insult. That's why he says, Bhagadabhumi bhusura surabhi surahidilahi kripal karada charitadari manuchadano sunatamitahi jagajal. He came down to the level as human being for what? Bhagata bhumi bhusura surabhi. Bhagata, for the sake of his devotees. Bhumi, for the sake of, you know, protecting the earth. Bhusura and brahmanas. Bhusura means the devadas in the earth, called brahmanas. Surabhi, the cows. Surahita lagi, kripal. For the sake of the devatas who are tortured by Ravana. So for all these people, Karata Charita, he did the great feats in this world. How? Dari Manujadanu, taking the human form. Sunata, even if you listen to it, Mitahi Jagajal. The whole, the network called the world, worldwide network, www. You know, Indrajala, it's called internet. So in the Indrajal, the Jagajal of this world will go away. If you just listen to how he acted, how he behaved, taking the human form. And he demonstrated that he was not spared like any other living being. He was not spared by anybody. All the troubles and struggles a human being go through, he went through all of that. At the same time, he had shown to the world that one need not become the victim of this. situation. That's why in the next verse he said, Sukha dukke janma mrityu Daiva devi dinischai Sadhya darshi nirayasah Kurvan apina lipyate. I think we saw that. So, sukadukke, sukamcha, dukkamcha, sukadukke. Janma mrityu, that has to be single word, it has been split into two, but actually janma mrityu, it's a dual number. Janma mrityu, janmascha, mrityuscha, janma mrityu. Joys and sorrows, birth and death, daivat eva iti. Due to that past karma alone. So because of that, see, the daiva, the word, as I said, in Gita also it comes. That there are five factors that determine any action: body, the ego, the instrument of action, the action, and daiva. The unknown factor called past karma. Any action that we do has got the influence of all the five. Body is necessary to act. The individual who wants to act should be there. Individual who wants to act use certain instruments of action. And the individual who is in the body having intention to act using the instruments of action should act. These four we know. These are under our control. Body, doer, instruments, and action. What is not in our control is what we did in the past. Let us say that I have told, I think I gave this example to you before also. If I am introducing a person to you, XYZ, whatever it is. Before I introduce that person, Mr. X, to you, somebody has told you about Mr. X something bad. You will meet Mr. X in the party. Don't even talk to him. Such atrocious evil he is. He may look very pleasant and many people think he is a good person, but he is not. Okay? Then he goes away. Now I come there and say, you have not met Mr. X? He is Mr. X. What will be your reaction? I know. You've never seen him before. But is it not the karma of you listening to your friend maybe, what he had already influenced you would react here? A simple example of how karma works. So my past definitely has a role to play in my meeting the situation today. You cannot avoid that. We don't even know what are the influences of the past that are happening in our mind, which is actually reacting to present situation. So when Sri Rama was asked to go away and, you know, stay away from the kingdom and go for 14 years, what only thing that Sri Rama told to himself is, how powerful is this karma? He did not blame anybody. He just wondered, how powerful is this power of Daivata? And he tells Lakshmana that only. You don't understand, Arjuna, Lakshmana. Nobody can beat this. It's all because of the past actions. Now, one may wonder, Sri Rama, he was not earlier born Jiva to suffer through this. His thing is, the Agnya or the desire of the Devatas. Not that he was doing anything in the past. That is why when Kaiki was being told by the mantra, and Kaiki was not that much ready to get influenced by her, and then the Devatas are being told, now what will happen? If she is not influenced, we'll be in trouble. So they won't go to prostrate to Saraswati. Saraswati, you do one thing. What? Please sit in the tongue of the mantra and make the word so powerful that Kaikeyi will change the mind. Saraswati said, I am not going to do it. I will not do it. So they all pleaded to her, you are not doing for yourself, you are doing it for us. Please do it. And she thinks, what an atrocious, selfish people they are. See how much Rama, the Bhagavan, will go through the trouble because of this. They don't even realize this. That obviously obligation to their, you know, fellow cabinet members is very important to her. So, belong to the same party. Okay, okay, I'll do it. So, please understand, the karma was not of Bhagavan only. Bhagavan obviously did not. So, because na kartrutvam na karmani lokasya srijati prabhu. Na karmaphala sanyogam swabhavastu pravartate. Avyaktam vyaktimapannam manyade atimudaha. Parambhava majanandaha avyayam parameshwaram bhavam ajanandaha. They don't know. Krishna also says, they think that I am like anybody else born out of karma. I am not. Avyaktam vyaktim apannam manyante atimudaha. Parambhava majanantaha. They don't know my higher nature. So here, we definitely are product of our past actions, and then our own reaction to the present situations are influenced by the past actions, definitely. Once you realize that, sukadukke janmamrityu daivat iti nischayi. So there are three things that are becoming clear to us. Number one is everything is uncertain, subject to birth, subject to death. That is the nischayi bhava. Second, all things that are there seen in this world is nothing but the Lord himself in this manifestation. That is clear. Third is that the experiences that I go through, good and bad, right and wrong, are also because of the influence of the Daivatam only. So, Satya Adarshi, without seeing, having any intention to gain anything out of action. Satya Adarshi Nirayasa, effortlessly. Such a person. So, the prarabdha which has made you and I who we are right now will not go away until we finish it. But how we want to do it is up to us. So, that is why in Manisha Panjagam also it is said that he destroys all actions of the past. Sanchita and Agami are gone. But prarabdhaya samarpitam svavapuhu. Prarabdha he will samarpana. He says, yes. Whatever needs to happen in this life, I submit to it. Not helplessly. Consciously. Awarefully. Choicefully. In this physical body, I have to go through all these things. Let me go through that. Of course, whatever I can avoid, I would. Whatever cannot be avoided, accept it. That's why I asked yesterday somebody, what does a husband do, what a husband does after birth, after the marriage? What a husband does after the marriage, he does agriculture. He has to agree for everything, otherwise he will not be alive. He will not get next food if he doesn't agree to agriculture. So, now, these four or five things are clear. Now, furthermore, here in the fifth verse, one more stroke is given. It's clarity it comes, you know, how a mind should be, what he should accept, what is to be determined. Chintaya jayate dukkam, nanyate heti nischayi, tayahi nasuki shantaha, సర్వత్ర గలిత స్పృహ చింతయా జాయతే దుఃఖం నాన్యతే హేతి నిశ్చయే తయా హీన సుఖీ శాంత సర్వత్ర గలిత స్పృహ. దుఃఖం చింతయా జాయతే. దిస్ ఇస్ ఎ వెరీ సింపుల్ స్టేట్మెంట్. సారో ఈజ్ బార్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ వరీ. ఎనీబడి హ్యాస్ ఎనీ డౌట్ అబౌట్ దిస్? చింతయా చింతయా జాయతే దుఃఖం. ద సారోస్ ఆర్ బార్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ అన్ఇంటెలిజెంట్ అన్గ్రౌండెడ్ యూస్లెస్ వరీస్. వన్ పర్సన్ గురుజీ యూస్ టు గివ్ దిస్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. సమ్ పీపుల్ వర్ వాకింగ్ ఆన్ ద రోడ్ అండ్ దే ఫౌండ్ వన్ ఫెలో, హిస్ హెడ్ వాజ్ కాట్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ ది హార్న్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎ బఫలో. In a buffalo's horns were like this. His head was inside and caught. Somebody asked, how on earth you could get onto that? He said, I just want to know what is the distance between these two. What is your problem? You can understand the uselessness of that. It is called kakatanta parikshanam tada. You know what kakatanta parikshanam? Opening the mouth of a crow to find out whether there is a teeth at all or not. What is the use? It's called, the most useless thing is called kakatanta parikshanam. I'm sure dentists will agree with me. There's no need to do that. So our worries most of the time are ungrounded or unnecessarily. Chintaya jayate dukkam. Mere worry alone causes the dukkam. Na anyata, not anything else. Idi iha, iti nischayi. Worries are born out of sorrows are born out of worry. See, I am not worried about something which I am not concerned about. I am not interested in what is going on, even if I am not interested in that. My worry is about attachment only. Whatever I am attached, I am worried. So it is definitely related to about what you are attached only you will be worrying. And why attachment? Because I have something, happiness derived out of it. Unless I derive happiness out of something or somebody or some object, I am not attached to it. If I am not attached to it, what is the need for worrying about it? So you understand that ultimately the reason for worry is because you think happiness is somewhere there. Therefore, taya heenaha, chintaya heenaha. You become nispruha. So that's why galita spruha. If desire is not there, and when he has become released from chinta, sukhi shantaha sarvat. Then only he becomes sarvatra everywhere, sukhi, happy, shantaha, peaceful. Now this we have to apply to ourselves. We have to sit down and think about what are the things I am worried about. Is it worth spending time in that? And what is the cause of that worry? Attachment. Why I am attached? Happiness. Seeking happiness. Seeking some kind of a satisfaction, some kind of a tripti out of that. So that is why it is said that what is chinta? Let us look at it. Chitta janitam chintanam. చిత్తజనితం చింతనం. చిత్త మీన్స్ మెమరీ. చిత్తం మీన్స్ మెమరీ. చిత్త ఇస్ ద మైండ్, చిత్ ఈస్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇన్ లిమిటెడ్ వే ఎంగేజింగ్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ చిత్త మైండ్. మైండ్ రెఫరింగ్ టు మెమరీ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ చిత్తం. యూ కెనాట్ వరీ అబౌట్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ యూ డోంట్ నో. I remember Many times we remember something happened in the past and sit worry about that now. Why? That happened. Memory. Or it may happen. So it is the memory of things that are causing us to worry about what has happened or what is going to happen. That is why Bhagavan Krishna says in Gita very clearly, buddhi yukto jahadiha sukrute ube sukrute duskrute. Buddhya yuktiha. One who has associated himself with the higher knowledge, jahadi iha, give up here itself. Ube, both, sukrute duskrute. Both, duskrute and sukrute. Good action and bad action, both. But it is for us very difficult. Because we are not able to do that, and that is the reason why we are in chinta. Some people give them a name also, chintamani. Always worried about money. It's called chintamani. Of course, this money is different from money there. No? Chintamani. You are always thinking about money. It's called chintamani. So here, chintaya jayate dukkham. So every sorrow has got a background of worry, and worry is because of attachment. Attachment is due to seeking happiness out of that. The moment you know that it is not of any content of happiness is not there, that, then immediately your attachment will go away and you don't think about it anymore. So that is why he said, taya heenaha, taya chintaya heenaha muktaha, suki shantaha sarvatra galitas pruhaha, his desires dissolved. See, I have told you this before also. You take your teenage young man, boy or girl, and you go to the temple, for example. You may be praying because he's not doing well in the school or whatever reason. You may be. He is no problem at all. It's you who are worried. About whom? About me. And he is not worried about it. Does it not happen? Poor parents and also worried. And the boy is not. Best thing you should see is this Gita chanting competition. Gita chanting competition, in that these, you know, 1-year-old, 2-year-old, they never know how to read. They only memorize, right? And they say whatever they know only. It's the parents who will start fighting. And the child who has thus, you know, completed the competition, they go and out and play. And who is sitting and fighting? No, my child did better than your child. And they go on fighting and one of them get the first prize. And then the mother goes outside eagerly and says, you know, you got the first prize. That will, he goes and plays. But he has nothing to do with that. Well, you may be happy about it. I have nothing to do with it. And who is, for you, whom he is playing with? The one who, to whom the parents are fighting with. He has no problem. Once, because he doesn't have any desire about it. Will he have any chinta then? Galita spruhaha. Once who desire is gone, what kind of then worry he or such a person, she or she will have? Chintaya jayate dukkam na anyata iha iti nischayi. So that is why it is said, Titiksha, the very definition of Titiksha, Chinta Vilaparahitam, Sa Titiksha Nikatyate, where there is no worry about it. Now one may say, Swamiji, you may say that, but we are worried not about anything else, but our own body. It is getting old. Okay, will you stop? Will you be able to stop that? I can't stop that. Nobody can stop that. But the medical science is trying to do that. How to live for longer and longer and longer period of time. And becoming a greater and greater burden to the world. more longer the people live, the great burden comes to others. Isn't that true? That's why in places like Japan and all, the number of people who are productive is less than the number of people who are consuming. They have less number of people who can work and more number of people who want the money out of it. Then, so here we see that this physical body, this interesting analysis here, verse number 6, Naham deho na me deho, bodo hamidi nischayi, kaivalyam iva samprapto, nasmarasya kritam kritam. Naham deho na me deho, bodo hamidi nischayi, kaivalyam iva samprapto, nasmarasya kritam kritam. Na aham deha. This is very hard to understand. Now there are three levels. One is, now presently what we have is aham deha. Me dehu. I am the body. And majority, 99.9% of the people will not even question this. My body, I am the body only. What else? And whatever it demands, whatever it needs, continuously serving the body is my life. We are servants to the body. Other way around is not even thought of. I am serving the body continuously, day and night, morning till evening. One very fat person went to a doctor, and then the doctor said, so obese you are, what to do? Then his wife walked in, she was also equally fat. And he looked at both husband and wife, both of them were very, very fat. By the time the son also walked, he was also fat. Obesity is running in your family. He said very clearly, no, nobody runs. Nobody runs in my family. What are you saying? Doctor said, that is the reason now, I can understand that. So we are continuously serving the body. Aham deha. So a little understanding will tell you that na aham deha mama deha. I am the body is the where we are. Move to the next level. I have the body. That itself is a big leap. The leap from aham deha to mama deha is itself a great vairagya. So it's not that I am the body, I am in the body. This body is an abode, a place. I am using this physical body as a vehicle to travel. It's a vehicle to travel. Just like I have a car and I am using the vehicle of car to travel. Similarly, this body is a deha yatra, sharira yatra, that which helps me to travel. So, aham deha, I am the body too, I have the body or I am in the body. The third level is, I am deha, this is the body. Now, you are coming out of it. So, I aham deha, mama deha, I am deha. I am means this. Moment you make it as this, you look yourself as independent of that. Right? Now, the other interesting thing is, in the beginning stages of teaching, the teacher says, I am Atma Brahma. Correct? One of the Mahavakyas is, this self is Brahman. I am Atma Brahma. This self is Brahman. This I am Atma. This self. Then it is, the next one is, the student who has understood what it means, I am Atma. Next level he says, Mama Atma. You know, myself. Then third is Aham Atma. The opposite, you see then. Aham Deha, Mama Deha, I am Deha. It's coming out. What should be the understanding? I am Atma, Mama Atma, Aham Atma. It is the other way around. So these two things have to happen simultaneously. So one is internalizing the truth and another is externalizing the matter. Unless we externalize the matter, the internalizing of the self will not take place. You have to replace Aham Deha with Aham Atma. Correct? But that will not happen if I have the idea, Aham Deha, Aham Atma Abhi. Clash will come. Which one is you? You cannot be both. One is matter, another is spirit, and they have contradictory qualities. Which one is you? I mean, nowadays it's possible. Are you a man or a woman? Sort of. That's a big problem now. Sort of means what? Either you are the self or you are not the body. Which one is you? So unless I understand Aham Na Deha, then only Aham Atma will become complete. I am the self. That's why he says, Na Aham Deha, Na Me.